But Darko, come on now. You've kept us waiting long enough. Why are you in your living room? Why do you still sound dusty AF? What have you done to your body?
Okay, the buck story. Here we go. Strap yourselves in. So it started on the, we went to Byron, obviously, as everyone knows, which is now a hotspot, which is great. We went on the Friday. I think we started at Byron on the Friday about 10:30, 11 a.m. And everyone, of course, naturally blew themselves up the first night. All my mates were there. Everyone got really excited, got really into it, partied till, you know, the next morning, deep into the next morning. And we woke up the next day, and I knew we were in a spot of bother when Blake, who was my best man, didn't know where the bus was picking us up from. That was taking us to another spot, which he didn't know where that boat was going to be leaving from. And I was
sorry,
like,
is this the person who had coordinated these activities? Yep. Great. Yep. So no one else can really pick up the slack.
No. And then the other best man, because I've got co-best men, was going, oh, not my problem. He's the one who organized it. You know, like stepping away from it. Everyone was removing themselves from the situation. Oh, and he goes, we'll get an Uber. And we're looking, the Uber time was 15 minutes and the boat was like 10 minutes. Minutes away, and we were already meant to be there right then and there. So we were. I was just like, you know what? Today, Ducko, just embrace the chaos.
Yeah, they dressed these people to organise this weekend for you. You're on you.
Was they the dressed boat me just for you though. Like, hopefully, it wouldn't just leave empty.
Imagine that, or it leaves without me.
Well, I like a schedule. I'm out of here. This is going
to
be a great bus.
45 blokes, but stuff them. They're not. They're late.
They dressed me as what you saw in. It's essentially a gimp suit. It was a BDM black leather with a ball and chain for the mouth and holes for the nipples. So my nipples were out and I was wearing that. I thought, okay, I'll just embrace this. What can I do? We're walking around in public in Byron and everyone's staring at me. And like my mates have all started parting me like I'm the Red Sea, like just getting out of my way and everyone's looking at me. We then get on the bus. You know, my dad's there. A few other mates' dads are there as well. My cousins who are a bit older and they've all had buses in their times. And we get to this. We were in Byron and then the bus is taking us 40 minutes out to Brunswick. And everyone's like, why are we going to Brunswick if we're all here in Byron? Everyone's paid a lot of money to be here in Byron. Anyway,
is there no water in Byron that a boat could sail in on?
Well, it's funny you say that,
how
Jess.
How much has Byron changed?
Boat cruises in Byron aren't really a thing. And everyone was wondering when we were going to a boat where we were going. But everyone just like, no, this is going to be great. My mates told everyone we were going to the ocean and we were going to be like partying in front of Byron on the ocean on a yacht. We rock up to a caravan park in Brunswick where there was a jetty where an eco tour picked us up. It was an eco boat tour that was designed for bird watching. Picked us up. There was three staff members. One was an 80-year-old captain whose name was like Greg. One was in her 70s. Her name was Dream, and she was our waitress for the day.
Was she your waitress, or was she the one who was going to point out the birds you were meant to be spotting?
Yeah. On your left, you'll see a beautiful Arctic tern migrating down at this time of season to try
Dream
and hatch their younglings.
Dream was there to feed us lunch, which was essentially just carrot sticks and cheese. and Dream was wearing no shoes.
Off the side of the boat.
Dream was wearing no shoes, and I'm wearing a gimp suit, and all the boys rock up, and they had no idea what they were in for.
As if someone called Dream has ever worn shoes in their
life. Be honest, when you saw 70-year-old Dream, were you like, boys, couldn't afford a younger stripper?
I thought at first she was an entertainer, and I thought it was a stitch-up, and I was like, they're getting me here. Then we get on the boat, they give us a safety briefing, and they're like, we're all on the top, and all the seats on the boat were laid out to look out the windows.
Of course.
Like bird-watching seats. And there's animals all around the roof of the boat, the different types of birds you can see. They give us a safety briefing, and then they say, like, now no one's allowed to drink until we get out of the harbour. This boat is putting along very, very slow, like a tinny, essentially. We're driving out, and they start playing this sort of nature music.
Oh, how tranquil.
To really get you in Dream's vibe.
Yes, and Dream's going around like, oh, you can feed the fishes off the back as well, like giving them carrots and broccoli and stuff. And I'm there going, what are we doing? All of a sudden, all the boys are starting to look around like, is this a joke or is this real? And Blake is just sweating bullets because he thought he was getting a yacht. We then eventually go out. We thought we were going out to sea. It stops at like the bar where the river meets the sea, and it just turns to the side and takes us further down the river. We're essentially on mud banks, like a brown river going under big bridges and stuff like that. And this boat cruise was set to go for 3 hours. He'd only planned an $800 bar tab. The bar tab ran out.
Of course it did.
Inside the first 50 minutes. And all my mates who paid $300 for this day were going, $300 for four drinks or three drinks. Like, what a time to be alive.
Oh, my gosh.
It got so hot that my gimp suit was expanding in the heat because it was such a dodgy thing. So it's starting to look on me like sweating on me like a dress. Everyone's just sweating, getting bitten by mosquitoes, getting burnt. The bar tab has run out. Everyone's like, Blake, what are we doing? And then he tried to put music on. Now, this is the only song he could play, and he couldn't get it off repeat. So imagine 32 boys going down a boat. Now, when you think of a boat party, you think of, you know, a like cool bit of a, you know, summer vibe.
Yeah,
music
Tropicana.
Playing. Tropicana. Yes. We're on a yacht. Well, we're on a nature eco cruise while I was in a gimp suit, and this song was the only thing playing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'll just combine that with what was also playing by the boat.
Yep. Yep. And so it was a real mix of vibes. And they...
And you're out of beer. Oh, we're out of beer. My God.
And they could only play one song on one level and the nature music on the other level. So it depends what level you were on as to what you got, right?
Good, like the rooms in venues. You get your choice.
Totally. Is it the R&B room or the trance room? Ducko had the...
Tranquil room or the hardcore gangster rap room.
Remember, this was day two for us. So we were mortally hungover slash in a weird state of mind. There was only one bathroom for 32 males on there as well, and it was a nature toilet. So you could see right down
eco,
to the bottom.
Of course.
Yeah, and it just stunk. And then we then decided, Blake's like, I'm going to get off this boat. What do I do? What do I do? He's calling around. What can I do? I need to get us off this boat. So he tries to turn the boat around to get us off. But then he hasn't planned the buses to get us back.
In time, of course.
In time. So my other mate goes, how about we get some alcohol? We'll pick it up from a pontoon near the Brunswick pub and we can bring that on. Everyone's like, okay. We ordered 6 cartons. The captain pulls up and he goes, oh, you can bring those cartons on, but you can't drink them because, you know, we're licensed.
Oh, my God. So you've capped. You're done.
So we're like, what is going on at this stage? I'm just trying to embrace it and go with it. Like, my friends were all talking about how they wanted the weekend to really make sure I felt appreciated. And I'm sitting on the back of a boat wearing a black gimp suit, feeding fish with a lady named Dream.
Yeah,
and
she's going, still doing the bird tour. Oh, yeah. All this, I assume.
And then she comes up to me, she puts her hand on my shoulder. She's like, let me make you a cheese platter. That'll make your day better. I was like, Dream, get away from me. Leave me alone. The captain came up to me and said, what can make your experience better? And I was like, getting me the hell off this boat.
Yes.
We then turn around. They pull us in at an hour and a half. They pull us in, but Blake didn't have the buses sorted. So we get into the pontoon. And this stage, we park, and then it's just chaos. Boys are yelling at each other. Do we stay on? Do we get off? There's no buses. Should we go to the Brunswick pub? And everyone's yelling. And then someone goes, Ducko, what do you want to do? And I was like, mate, this is so out of my hands now. I don't know what to do. I don't even know where we are. We then get off the boat. We all decide to get off the boat carrying 5 cartons of Coronas. We then all decide to walk 1 kilometre to the Brunswick pub. However, half the group has gone, this is a horrible idea, and just stayed at the trailer park at
one
the other end.
One bloke is like, I was enjoying Dreams too. I'm going to stay on the barge.
I found some good birds.
Yeah, I was having a great time with bird bingo.
Then the other half of the boat decided to keep walking. So we keep walking to this pub. I was there. It was like my dad, me, my friend's dads, and a few other mates. We get to the Brunswick pub. They saw what I was wearing. They saw what we had. And they're like, absolutely not. You're not coming in.
No way.
You can't be here. So the buses were still 45 minutes away. So we had to then take the alcohol to, and this is real, a park across the road where there was maybe 20 family picnics happening. And we're drinking warm Coronas in the park next to families while I'm dressed in a BDM gimp suit. And all these kids are staring at me, and like mums and dads are like ushering away their children.
It's all and part like, of learning kids.
Yes. Yeah, so it's an important part of their education, yeah. Seeing wildlife.
And the boys kept – I looked at my mate and I was like, mate, let's sort something out. Because by this stage, we're necking Coronas in the park, and it was just like the most embarrassing thing ever with what I was wearing. And they're like, don't worry, mate. The rest of the day's sorted. It's going to be good from here. And I can tell you right now, it doesn't go up from there. It goes further down. Like,
you managed
it gets worse.
To find another trough.
The bus picks us up. We get to essentially what was a bowls club in Byron. So we drive 40 minutes back to Byron. The boys thought they'd booked out the bowls club to ourselves. We rock up, and it was the biggest championship bowls tournament day that they've had at the club. There was, I'm going to say, 380 or 70-year-old people playing bowls.
All dreams, mates.
Dreams probably there with them. I hear my mates go, oh, no. As we get out of the bus, I look up. All these old people stare at us, and I'm next to my dad. And you remember, Dad's a journalist as well on the news. And Dad looks at me and goes, you need to get changed right now. We then walk past the bowls club. We walk past the bowls club. Everyone stopped playing bowls. Everyone's staring at us. Essentially, we went to the bowls club. The bowls club didn't even know it was booked for a Bucks party. They just thought it was a group event in the afternoon.
Who are your friends? Oh,
just
my
the
God.
Most disorganized males you've ever met. So we went to the bowls club, and everyone was thirsty. So everyone just turned it up. We had to take the cartons of beer back to the house. So someone did that. And that person who took them back to the house, I said, mate, can you bring me a top and some pants to get changed? He goes, no worries. He rocks up back about 20 minutes later because everyone was staring at my nipples out the bowls club. Old people were like, what is going on? He rocks up with two pairs of pants. He didn't even look what he got. He got me two pairs of pants.
And no shirt.
And no shirt. And so I'm sitting there going, are you joking? My cousin had to take off his undershirt because he thought we were going out to sea. So he packed like an undershirt. He had to take off his undershirt and give it to me. So I was wearing the undershirt, right? I was wearing two pairs of pants over them. And I just left I was shoving that gimp suit into like the bathroom toilet of the bowls club, just trying never to see it again. The bowls club were then like, what is going on, and had to kick us out of the bowls club.
Great.
So then we're walking down the streets of Byron, and we're going to our next place. We're a little bit early, but we're getting to the next place, which was not too bad. It was a club that they'd booked out for 2 hours, and that's where the entertainment was, and that's where we had more drinks and rah, rah, rah. So we get to this last place, and we're all there by this stage. Everyone's pretty drunk. Everyone's drinking around. And it came to the point in the night. It was like the last half an hour. And by this stage, it's not even night. It's like 7:30 p.m. where I was getting the show, the entertainment, if you will. And so you got 32 boys sitting around watching and like laughing. And, you know, well, someone's doing a dance and whatnot. All of a sudden, I hear this person dancing going, ooh, that was a bit too much. I felt something on my body. And I was like, what was that? I look around. It was pretty dark in the club. And I'm like, what could that have been? All of a sudden, my chest is on fire. They've put some flammable thing on me and lit me on fire, but put too much. So it went from like
the dancer top of, or your mates?
The dancer. No, my mates were loving every second of this, but no, it was not them. And then I was set on fire from the top, like above my nipples, down to like below my belly button.
What
flame.
Was that? What did she put on you?
I have no idea. I was honestly just closing my eyes, trying to survive this day. That was.
Mate, stop, drop and roll. How did you get the flames out?
I started tapping my stomach, and then she started tapping, and I could tell she was a bit panicked, and it very much cut that dance early.
100%. 50% refund? Do you get the deposit back?
I don't think we got any deposits back. I mean, we were on an eco tour with a lady named Dream who was feeding fish on a Bucks
party.
Mate, Dream's
looking pretty bloody good now, isn't she? Yeah, Dream would have set anyone's chest hair on fire.
Dream would have been a safer dance. So we finally, that was the whole day planned, and they all looked at me and they just went, mate, I'm really sorry. We mucked up. And I was just like, let's just get it. It was like The Hangover. You know when the guy stays on the roof the next day and he gets burnt? He's like, get me home.
Yes. I just want to go back to my safe, sweet fiance who doesn't hurt me.
Like, so we went back to the house, and everyone sort of partying on there. Then the next day we're driving home and we start to hear about COVID outbreaks. And the COVID outbreaks are starting to get worse. And we're like, oh, imagine if it was Byron and we had to do contact tracing for the 32 males that were on this and that everywhere we went in Byron and rah, rah. Imagine if it was us. We're like, nah, it's not in Byron. Get home, go to bed the next night. You know, I'm just sort of hearing Morgan's stories about her amazing hens. Meanwhile, mine was just an absolute
dumpster fire. Uh-huh.
A dumpster fire, correct. Mm. And we then see a text saying that Byron Bay is a potential, could have been a potential thing. So I'm calling New South Wales Health. I'm calling everyone. And they're like, no, you're okay. You're okay to fly back to Newcastle. Everything's fine. Okay, great. We get on the plane. We go to Newcastle. In that hour of flying home and me landing, it had escalated so much, this COVID outbreak, and particularly in Byron. There was 1,500 people at the pub on Friday night. These people were at the pub who were infectious at the exact same time we were and left at the same time we did. And there was not the whole party then, but there was about 22 blokes there at that night. So then I land and I see my phone saying from New South Wales Health, oh, you need to isolate. We got it wrong. You need to essentially get a test and isolate potentially until the 9th, right? No matter what the result. Mm-hmm. So then I get into the airport and I go up to the nurse, and the nurse, bless her name was Kate in the airport. She's a big fan of the show. And she said, you've had a big weekend in Byron, haven't you, Ducko? Have you been to the hotspots? And I said, yeah, I've been to that exact hotspot at that exact time. She had to then usher me at the airport in front of everyone into a private room. And I had to go to like those private rooms in the airport and get tested then and there at the airport.
Oh, God.
Drive straight home and isolate. The whole Bucks party has now got to isolate. All of the boys can't go to work. Then all their partners have to isolate because we're all at that stupid pub at that exact time. So it's left a real bad taste in the mouth from what was already a pretty horrible weekend. So if I'm recapping, I went on a nature cruise in a gimp suit, went to a bowls club with no bar tab, got set on fire, and then got COVID scare and have to isolate now for the next like 2 weeks.
I would like to say it could be worse, but
I think he's covered all the worst bases.
You're alive?
Yeah. Your hen's party's looking pretty bloody good from the other week.
Yeah, that was the best.